You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Welcome, my friends, to episode 727 on the Flip Empire Show. My name's Alex Pardo, and I'm excited to deliver today's message and to share with you what's on my heart. So thank you for tuning in to this special podcast episode. I got to tell you, I am completely blown away and overwhelmed by the responses to my Facebook post about a week and a half or so ago in the Facebook Live, where essentially I offered to coach a small number of people one-on-one on getting your first storage deal within 6 to 12 months. And there are so many things I want to share with you as a result of why I even put that out there. And more importantly, this episode is about you. It's not about me. And there's so many things that have opened my eyes. One of which is, I want you to ask yourself if your output, if your actions, if the activity that you take is alignment with what your words, with what you're communicating and your heart's desires. In other words, the things you say you want, your goals, your aspirations, your dreams, the things you want to go out there and accomplish, the things you want to achieve, the things you want to obtain, material or otherwise, are your actions aligned with what you say you want? In other words, if I was watching a movie of you and I heard what you were saying, but I couldn't see you, and then I could watch the movie on mute and I could see what you were doing, but I couldn't hear you, would those two things be aligned? Would they make sense, or would they be like completely opposed? Would they be in conflict of each other? And the reason I share that with you is because I have been guilty and realized that I've been guilty of saying I want something, but yet when I look at my actions, when I look at my activity, it's not really aligned with it. And I know better, right? So like, here's the thing. This is why it's so powerful to have a coach that's going to shoot you straight and tell you what you need to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear. So I have had put on my heart that I want to work with a small number of people, 5 to 7, and help them get their first storage deal. And I put this message out there on Facebook and got absolutely bombarded with all the responses. I was humbled by it. I was grateful for it. It was incredible. But here's the thing. I put that message out 30 minutes before I hopped on a flight to go to Blue Ridge with my family. We flew into Atlanta. We drove to Blue Ridge. We rented our cabin out there. And I am one that has put pretty tight boundaries around my time with my family. And I went out there, and usually when I go travel with my family, I pretty much disconnect. But yet, I had this desire to put this message out there. And when something's put on your heart, the shorter the gap between thought, idea, and action, the more success and momentum you're going to have and experience and achieve. I've come to truly believe that this is a perfect example of it. The opposite is also true. Thoughts and ideas are plentiful. They're out there. Everybody's got thoughts and ideas, but there's few that actually quickly take those thoughts and ideas into execution mode. Right. And so there was a part of me that was like, hey, I'm traveling with my family. Let me just wait until the new year to put this message out there. And that would have been a big mistake. I'm glad I did it, even though the timing was inconvenient, because as with many things in life, the timing is never going to be ideal or perfect. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with those who have reached out to me, inquiring, interested in being coached by me one-on-one. And by and large, 99% of people's situations, the timing isn't ideal, right? For one reason or the other, whether it's finances or, by the way, spoiler alert, perceived finances, because one of the things I've come to experience and learn is that the best resource is resourcefulness. And most of the time, when you say you want something, but you're not willing to be resourceful enough to figure it out, it's a matter of priorities. Right? Oftentimes, have you ever experienced all of a sudden you get that random bill that comes in the mail, right? Like from the IRS or a tax bill or whatever, and you somehow figure out a way to get it paid, right? It's a matter of priorities. It's a matter of like you get resourceful. I digress. I want to get back to what I'm hearing from a lot of people that they want something, but they're not crystal clear on how to get there. Right. And so every single one of these conversations I've started, there's very few people that when I ask them, hey, what are your goals? What is it you want to accomplish? There was very few people that could clearly and concisely and very specifically tell me what they wanted. And that's always step one. It's gaining the clarity about what it is you want, why you want it. And that's one of the things that I think is foundational in any coaching relationship, right? It's a coach that's going to ask you the right questions, a coach that's going to turn the mirror back around on you, guide you and hold you accountable to what it is you say you want, and having a strong enough why. So I've had the good fortune of just communicating with a lot of people now. One of the questions I ask is, because I have to get an understanding of where you are, where you want to go, and then what are some of the perceived challenges, right? And I use the word perceived, and I want to underscore that because oftentimes challenges are the ones that we make up between our ears. It's fascinating to me how sometimes people share challenges that they haven't experienced, but they perceive those to be challenges, right? So I'll ask, like, what do you think is a potential roadblock between where you are now and you getting to where you want to be within 6 months or in the end of the year? And, you know, oftentimes I hear things like, well, deals are scarce. It's tough to find a good storage deal. I hear, well, capital, right? Like, where am I going to get the money? That's a challenge. The root behind both of those perceived challenges or objections most of the time boils down to the mindset. Right. So like one of the questions I'll ask is, hey, do you believe that there's people out there getting good deals in storage? Right. And if the answer is yes, then I've just obliterated that challenge. Then what we're talking about is a knowledge and or an experience gap. It's not that there's not good deals out there. It's that maybe you're not taking the right actions, the right steps, or you don't have somebody to guide you and hold you to show you where to find deals. Same thing with capital. Raising capital is hard, or I don't have the money, right? And I try to like just share with them that, hey, that's a knowledge gap. And I share with them how I've been involved in 5 storage deals, and every single one of those, I didn't use a penny of my own money. And that there's so many different ways to carve out and slice and dice these deals. And you don't need to be all things to the deal. What I mean by that is you don't need to wear all the hats. You don't need to be the one to find it. You don't need to be the one to fund it. You don't need to be the one to operate it. You don't need to be the one to do all these different components. But yet you can focus on one particular component, add value, bring that to the table, and you can carve out equity and cash flow in these deals. And that's what I'm really trying to highlight for people is the coaching that I'm offering is not cookie cutter out of the box. It's tailor-made and specific to that individual based on their talents, their gifts, their unique abilities, their skill set, the things they enjoy, and then the access to resources and assets that they have. Right. Some people I've spoken to have money and connections and a deep network, but they don't have time. And then I've talked to others who have a whole lot of time and not enough money or not any money. Some people have a combination. So we all, I don't care who you are, whether you've done a million storage deals, none, you have a ton of experience or none, we all have talents, skill sets, gifts, things that we enjoy. There's value that you can contribute to carve out your piece of these deals. What oftentimes is missing is somebody to guide you, coach you, hold you accountable. And oftentimes it's just a knowledge gap or it's the belief system, right? Like I had a really good conversation with one gentleman. It was fascinating to me because I could see in him what he couldn't see in himself. And when it boiled down to it, what he discovered on this 45-minute call or so that we had is everything he thought or perceived to be a challenge was rooted in one thing, a lack of confidence in himself and the belief that he could actually go out and do it. He kept referencing past challenges and things that have gone wrong. And everything was rooted in the fact that he didn't believe that he could duplicate my success or somebody else's success. And I challenged him. I said, don't try to duplicate my success. Let's get clear on what you want, figure out a roadmap to get there, and then go make it happen. But until you rewire what is going on between your ears and what you believe to be possible, none of that is going to work for you. And I share that with you because there's so many people I've spoken to that underneath it all, it's a lack of confidence in themselves. It's a belief system that needs to be altered or changed for them to unlock the doors, to break that glass ceiling that they've imposed on themselves to go out there and accomplish whatever goal it is. In this particular case, we're talking about storage, but it could be anything. So this episode is more to just challenge you because sometimes we place this glass ceiling on ourselves that we don't realize we've done. And if you look up, you might see the sky, but because there's a glass ceiling, you're scared to jump, right? Because you're going to bang your head. And most of the time, it's so easy to just remove that glass ceiling by changing your belief systems, by changing what you believe is possible, by having more confidence. And you gain confidence with the small wins. with the deposits that you, the decisions you make on a daily basis. What I shared with somebody, it's the micro actions that lead to the macro results. So I want to go ahead and cut it off there. I want to keep this short and sweet. I went ahead and I flashed this on the screen, but for those of you who are listening to the podcast, if you are interested in connecting with me for one-on-one private storage coaching to help you get your first deal within 6 to 12 months, or I've had quite a few conversations with people that own 3, 4, 5 facilities that are looking to gain more operational efficiencies or a different way of doing things to grow, text me the word storage deal, 305-318-6213. 305-318-6213. And we'll hop on a call and kind of share with you what I got going on, find out more about you. And if I'm confident I can help you, I'll make you an offer, assuming there's space available, because I'm only doing this for a very, very small number of people. So with that being said, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, for supporting the show. Make sure that you're subscribed, flipempire.com/podcast, so that you're notified every single Monday morning when new shows are released. Really appreciate you. And I hope my words, my message, connect with you, land with you, immerse yourself in the right environment. Get yourself around people that are going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And then ask yourself if your actions and the decisions you make, your daily output, if that's aligned with what you say you want, right? Because talk is cheap, but are you living it? Are you acting it? So that's what I got for you on today's show. And I really look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Take care. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed that Flip Empire episode and got a lot of value out of it. Make sure to check the show notes page for any resources that were mentioned. And speaking of resources, honestly, I don't think I've done the best job of sharing with you my top curated, highly recommended tools and resources that I use in my business or have used in my business. In some cases, these are affiliate relationships with people that I highly trust and respect. And I know these tools and resources can help you and your business go to the next level. And as an ethical bribe, if you decide to try out one of these resources using my link, I will go ahead and send you an unadvertised bonus. I'll send you something of high value. All you gotta do is shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Go ahead and let me know that you tried out this resource, and however I can help you getting started with that, chances are that I know it very, very well and currently use it or have used it. So make sure to check that out, flipempire.com/resources. And if I can be of help or service to you in any way, just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and I will do anything I can for you. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch you on the next show.